USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new national poll finds four of the White House hopefuls are emerging in the Democratic race with less than 100 days to the Iowa caucuses. Former Vice President Joe Biden leads the Washington Post ABC News poll with 28%, followed by Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren at 23%, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders at 17%, and South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg at 9%. None of the other candidates polls above 2%. President Trump telling reporters yesterday he's not worried about the impeachment inquiry.
The Republicans have never been this unified. I'm at the highest level I've ever been at, but the Republicans have never been this unified. And this whole impeachment scam, that's exactly what it is. It's a scam. It's a hoax.
And you are listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
It was a record turnout for this year's annual Democratic fundraising dinner in Iowa. Over 13,000 people heard several of the top candidates talk on Friday night, including former Vice President Joe Biden.
There's a couple things I've learned the last couple weeks. Number one is that Vladimir Putin doesn't want me to be president. And number two, Donald Trump doesn't want me to be the nominee.
Cheers and applause, but mixed in with boos last night for President Trump as he arrived at the UFC match at Madison Square Garden in New York. California firefighters back in the air battling the Maria fire in Ventura County after being grounded twice yesterday when someone was flying at least one drone over the flames. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A German city is declaring what it's calling a Nazi emergency. The city council in Dresden this week passing a resolution warning that the far right is growing in strength in that city. A city council official saying that the declaration is symbolic and has no legal consequence, but that it serves to highlight the threat posed by the far right in Dresden. Dresden is the capital of Saxony, where anti-immigrant sentiment runs high and where a far-right party won nearly a third of the vote in a recent election. Another horse has died at the Santa Anita racetrack. Mongolian Groom had to be euthanized after suffering a serious leg injury in yesterday's Breeders' Cup Classic. The four-year-old gelding is the 37th horse to die at that track since just last December. And here's a wake-up call for Apple owners. I know it's taking me by surprise, but owners of old iPhones need to take steps right away to keep their phones fully functional. The phones will stop working correctly at 2 p.m. Eastern today because of a GPS time rollover issue. Sounds like a Y2K thing all over. Anyway, if you're still using an old iPhone 4 or 5 like I am, you need to update the operating system to version 10.3.4 right away. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.